Bells might not save salmon from bears, but a new type of high-tech fish bell could provide biologists with valuable information about where Chinook salmon swim in the Nooshigak River. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is launching a 3-year project that will use pinging tags and 6 underwater microphones, known as hydrophones, to track Chinook migrations through a channel of the river adjacent to the Nooshigak River sonar site.
Mitch, you got a detection. What's the range?
Range is 109 meters, 109, over.
Roger.
In early June, Lotec, the company that manufactured the tags and hydrophones, tested its equipment at the sonar site. Also in early June, Fish and Game began to capture, tag, and release approximately 150 Chinook downstream of the site. Lotec Director of Application Support, Mitchell Cisak, says as the hydrophones listen for pings transmitted by fish, they will record data that can be used to calculate position.
We'll be able to track the fish's position. I believe these transmitters will be transmitting every 2 seconds, which means that every 2 seconds we have the ability to calculate the latitude and longitude of the fish.
These coordinates can be calculated for any tagged fish within range of at least 3 hydrophones. Additionally, each tag will transmit data about water temperature, how deep the fish is, and which tagged fish is swimming past.
The system that we're using actually permits 80,000 unique and individual codes. So we'll know, for example, that a Chinook was tagged with tag 358.
The new project will also map the section of the river in which the hydrophones will track tagged Chinook. Anna Maria Mueller, a consultant with Aqua Acoustics, is using 2 types of boat-mounted sonar to provide the project with river bottom and water velocity maps. She says fish often orientate their swimming patterns according to river bottom features.
We will see the location of submerged bars, for instance, and these are features that fish sometimes use to cross from side to side or when they swim further offshore.
Mueller says variations in water velocity also influence where fish swim.
Because, as a general rule, upstream migrating fish will travel in the areas of the river where they face slower velocity. Because the velocity across the river is not uniform, there's slower velocity along the river bottom, and then also when there are features where eddies build, that's where you can also have changes in the velocity.
Aquaacoustics fishery biologist Don Deegan and Fish and Game staff also took a peek at the river bottom using a 3rd type of boat-mounted sonar. The sonar generated almost photo-like images of the river bottom, revealing bars of gravel, patches of underwater grasses, and waves of sand. Fish and Game biologists say the new project's detailed investigation into Chinook migrations at the Nooshigak River sonar site comes back to the site's principal task.
Zero, Chinook daily, 48.
As Fish and Game launched the new project, it also began its annual ritual of reporting daily Nooshigak River sonar site counts of migrating salmon.
Okay, copy all that. Thanks, Greg.
Fish and Game assistant research biologist for Bristol Bay, Greg Buck, says that in initiating the project to better understand Chinook migrations, the department is after 2 basic pieces of information. What proportion of Chinook migrate beyond the range of the site's sonar, and does that proportion vary from year to year? The site's sonar does not cover the entire river. Small salmon like sockeye swim close to shore where sonar can easily detect them, but larger Chinook often swim in the middle. Greg says Fish and Game knows the site's sonar misses a proportion of the Chinook, also sometimes referred to as king salmon.
The assumption is that every year that we're counting the same proportion. If we're counting one proportion one year and another proportion the next year, it's a problem. But if we're counting 38% of the kings or whatever percentage it is, and we're doing that year after year after year after year, then it's just fine. It's not a total count, but it's an index. And we can manage from an index just as well as a count.
As the sonar site deployed acoustic tags, hydrophones, and 4 types of sonar in support of its fish counting operations and new project, it was hard not to marvel at the many ways in which sound can be used to understand aquatic environments and fish.
It's really interesting to see so many different sonar applications being applied to find out what's going on here.
Sound in water
I wasn't kidding when I said there was a subset of geeks down there at the School of Fisheries that just spoke in decibels and receiver gain.
Reporting from Dillingham, I'm Patrice Cole.